Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on this weekday podcast. Today, I want to take you straight to the book of Proverbs in the scriptures, Proverbs chapter 6. I remember when I was a little kid going to vacation Bible school or Sunday school, and I can remember this song, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down below. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see." And then it would be your hands, and then be your feet, you know, blah, blah, blah. It'd go on forever. It'd be one of those songs. But that one thought has stuck with me. Be careful what you place your eyes on. And Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, this letter from a dad to a son reminds his son there are six things that the Lord hates. And then he says, no, seven things he detests. I mean, it's this picture here. He says, number one, the Lord hates haughty eyes and a lying tongue. Listen to this, and hands that kill the innocent. So what is a haughty eye? Well, a haughty eye comes in two forms. It is one, an eye that sees someone else and you genuinely look at them with disdain because you think you're better than them. But haughty eyes could also be eyes that see people and they want to use them rather than love them. What is a lying tongue? Well, that's pretty simple. And by the way, it's not described by way of degree. A lying tongue is a lying tongue. If it's a small white lie, still a lie. If it's a massive big lie, it's still a lie. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent. And you say, well, Chuck, really, I think we know as we've kind of evolved as human beings that we know not to kill people. But remember what Jesus gave us the directive of. If we think that that's what we would like to do, we're already guilty of it. Hands that kill the innocent, which, by the way, I also think that means our hands, our tongue, our eyes that swallow up and destroy people's dreams and rob them of the joy of chasing that. But it goes on and says that the Lord also detests a heart that plots evil and feet that race to do wrong. I mentioned in one of my teachings recently that we have to, before we choose to do something wrong, we have to literally step over Jesus as he prays for us that we might do the right thing. We have to step over him and run to go do that wrong. That is what happens in our life. It is like being guilty of murder because we had plotted to do that. And then a heart that plots evil will inevitably be feet that race to do wrong. Listen to what else the Lord says. He says, a false witness who pours out lies. Okay, now this would be someone who literally is speaking untruths and spreading those untruths. You could look at this as gossip. And then a person who sows discord in a family, and that family could be your nuclear family. That family could be the family of God. It could be the local church. This is someone who just enjoys pitting people against the other. And listen to what he says after talking about these things: haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who sows discord in a family. Listen to this: my son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Keep their words always in your heart and tie them around your neck. Listen, friend, these things that the Lord despises, all of them are a matter of the heart. When our eyes are haughty, it's because of our heart. When our tongue lies, it's because it's what comes out of our heart. When we kill the innocent in our mind or the dreams or the desires of someone around us, it is because we have a problem with our heart. I could go on and on and on. At the end of the day, all of these things are a matter of your heart because the one thing that matters is the matter of your heart. Friend, today, I invite you to jump over to our weekday meditation and allow your heart to grow softer and more open to the promptings and direction of God, because when that happens, these list of things will become a distant memory in your actions, in your words, and especially in your heart. My friend, these things, be careful little eyes, be careful little feet, be careful little hands, where you go and what you do, for the Father up above is looking down below, and he wants to bless you, but he cannot when we're filled with these things. My friend, I trust you'll have a great day, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.